Buenos días, damas y caballeros. Me llamo Sancho. Where I play chicken. We did you say? I have got to fucking tell you. Whenever you see me smoking a cigar, is because I am victory. It's a victory, folks. It's a victory. Pero we have chucked one up now. But because now they're putting all the bullshit on Fox News. On Fox News. It's all on Fox News. This is all part of the plan. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. You like this shirt? You can get it at patriotwear.com. It's a ring girl holding up the Sancho. The Sancho. Folks, make this video spread like herpes. Make this video spread like the herp. Make this video spread like herpes, folks. Push it out there. Subscribe, share, like. Send it off. Make it go viral like the herp. Folks, when the lights go out about Sancho, when he was a little bit younger, Sancho, when the lights go out on Amazon, The Mexican Mix on Amazon as well, my mama's book. Folks, Noble Gold, Noble Gold. You gotta get gold. I can't stress this enough for you folks. If you do anything, I'm gonna tell you what I've learned a little bit about the crypto and what I'm doing with my crypto and about Noble Gold. Noble Gold, you gotta do this, folks. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And you know who will get hit the most? You will. So that's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. They are going to get worse. That I have confirmed. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see they all get crushed into bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful gold eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 and higher. Stop worrying and visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. And you can hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Hit the link below. All right. Important to know. I talked to Bo Pony. Bo Pony's going to be coming back on here. I've talked to a few people in crypto. It's important, folks. You got to get something like this. It's a wallet, okay? It's a wallet. You got to take your crypto off the exchange and put it into a wallet to keep safe. Bo Pony taught me how to do this. I was on the phone with him for like 2 hours. Because, you know, I've been punched in the head quite a bit. I had to figure it out. I have the exchange Uphold. And if you're getting anything out of this video right now, you've got to take your money off the exchange, your crypto off the exchange, and put it in a wallet. So do that. Make sure you do that. Take the time to do that. It's going to take a little bit if you're mentally impaired. All right, folks. We've got Telegram, Nino's Corner, Spotify, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner. Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. That's growing. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Get over to my Instagram and show me some love, folks. Twitter, Nino Boxer. My Twitter is taking off now that Elon has taken over. Thank you, Elon. When I look at myself with these fucking stash, I think to myself, I look like a Mexican porn star. Also, folks, patriotwear.com. Bing, you get a shirt like this where the ring girl is holding up the Sancho. Sancho had a lot of fun with the ring girls. Believe me when I tell you this. I used to love the ring girls. I used to party with them after the fights. Or by myself. All right. Folks, ninoscorner.tv. Ninoscorner.tv. That cigar is pretty strong. Ugh. Sometimes I get little blisters in my mouth after I smoke a cigar. I wonder why. If it's really the cigar. Or it's just Sancho being dirty. All right, folks. Ninoscorner.tv. Ninoscorner.tv. I have the ghost coming on with a special thank you, Journeyman Turd Punisher. I like the name of that. I like the sound of that. The Ghost is coming on with an important message. I had a long conversation with him yesterday. He wants to come on Nino's Corner TV for an important announcement. Folks, he's giving me a lot of intel, man, and stuff I cannot say on here just yet. But things are moving in a direction that are, there's going to be some shit. There's going to be some shit, but we're going to pull through. Jim Willie and Ron Partain are coming on Nino's Corner.TV. They're going to be talking about crypto, about the market crashing, financial stuff. Folks, you got to pay attention on this. You have got to, and get prepared. If you're not getting gold, get your crypto off the exchange. That's important. Get your crypto off the exchange. Put it onto a wallet that you have on yourself, that you can keep on yourself. Because we don't know what kind of shenanigans they're going to pull. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So that's important. Put it on a wallet. Figure that out. I got the Trezor wallet. There's different wallets out there. There's different exchanges. I use Uphold. There's different ones out there. Get on that. Get your shit off the exchange. Jason Gobain, the 32nd degree Mason that didn't want to deny Christ, is coming on Nino's Corner.TV. Juan O'Saven is coming on as well. It's very soon, but I just don't know when. Danian Brinkley, near-death experiencer. Everyone loves Danian. His videos are going viral like herpes on TikTok. Tim Gordon's coming on. So many more. So many people are coming on Nino's Corner TV. I don't know what to do with myself. And without further ado, folks, you might want to turn down the volume because, you know, I don't want to scare everyone around you. Coming at you live from the apocalypse. Yeah. The real assault on America exposed. And the coming victory, because the coming victory is on its way. Let me tell you, now that we're finally winning in the court of public opinion with the normies, a lot of normies are catching up. They're barely catching up. You see, it's almost like it's not true until it's on Fox or CNN, even though all the conspiracy theorists have been talking about this crap for a long time. Thank you, Lisa Straub. So the real assault on America is now exposed. We know who you are now. I got to be real vague on this channel because it's YouTube. But folks, I really want you to enjoy this part of the movie. Really savor this. I know you're mad. I know you're upset. But look at it as a victory. It is a victory. This should have never happened. They weren't expecting this to happen. They were not expecting this footage to be on mainstream television. Fox News. They were not expecting this, folks. So this is the part of the movie that you get to see massive discomfort, like in Schumer and Schiff. Where's Pelosi, by the way? You get to see discomfort and panic from the bad actors on both sides of the aisle, like Mitt Romney, Mike McConnell. Let's talk about McConnell in a second, by the way. Republicans and Democrats, folks, the swamp is on both sides of the aisle. And now that they've been exposed to America, what are they doing? Denial. They're picking and choosing. Footage doesn't lie. The footage doesn't lie. We all know what we're seeing. Now you're insulting our intelligence. Now you're insulting every American's intelligence. And that's bad on you. It's going to come to bite you in the ass. So it's really our own government. Okay? Now, your normie friends should be waking up to this. Some of them are still in denial. Or your liberal friends, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But folks, I'm here to say, take pleasure in knowing that their days are numbered, because it is. No matter how much arrogance they have, their days are numbered. If I was them, I'd be taking care of my will or something, because it's done. It's donezo. It's over. The worm has turned. And whether they want to admit it or not, everything they do now, every play they make is being watched by all of us. And they're not going to get far at all. It's done. So enjoy the pathetic lies and frantic aggression, because not before long, their fate will be sealed, folks, if it isn't already. The day is coming where they will be faced with an embarrassing punishment, I would say. The punishment is going to be embarrassing. It'll probably be public. And their place in history will live in infamy forever. So that's the one thing I will say about these people, is that their place in history will be sealed for an embarrassment and humility, to the point that their own family, to spare themselves the embarrassment and humility, will have to change their last names. Because these people are going to go down in the history books as the scum of the scum forever. Future generations are going to look back on this time in history at people like Sancho. And they're going to say, wow, our country went through that. There was actually people that bought into this. For generations to come, folks, generations to come. And these people, their own families, will have to change their last name. I'm calling it right here. So, my fellow Americans, the battle is still waging, but the taste of victory is on our lips. And in my case, Sancho is on my stash. I like it on my stash. How many of you women out there are like, ew, he's so gross. He's so gross, Betty. The consequences for their actions are coming. Thank you, Cindy Shipley. I appreciate it. If you don't want to give him my super chat, you can help me out on Venmo as well. D-Rod1977. Or you can go to Patriotware. You go to Nino's Corner and get a subscription. All this helps me keep doing what I'm doing every day, folks. If you like it, if you appreciate me. If you're on Nino'sCorner.tv, you're ahead of the ball. You're ahead of the ball. Well, I say we're about 2 to 5 years ahead of everything. Sancho knows. So right now we're seeing the denial. Okay, folks, right now is the denial. The blame game is coming next. The blame game is coming next. And I'm going to get into it. Into an article where that's already beginning. The blame game is already beginning, okay? So, and what's after the blame game, folks? Don't put it on here. Don't put it on here. But after the blame game is, wing. That's after the blame game. So, listen to this. This is important. Top Democrat on J6 committee. We actually didn't review any of the surveillance video. Are you kidding me? We actually didn't review any of the surveillance video. Really? After Fox News host Tucker Carlson aired Capitol surveillance footage this week, exposing yet more falsehood from the House Select Committee on January 6th and leaving Democrats and their media allies irate, the committee chair on Wednesday said the panel never actually analyzed the crucial footage. They never even looked at it. What? Oh, boy. On Monday's edition of Tucker Carlson Tonight, Fox News aired the footage of the riot. Let's just take out that word. The riot on January 6, 2021, undermining the Select Committee's narrative of a deadly insurrection. Given access to the video by Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Carlson's team reviewed over 40,000 hours of footage, which offered proof the committee manipulated audio and video. Manipulated. Thank you very much. Manipulated audio and video to dramatize the riot for its made-for-TV hearings in the election year. So, now they're coming out saying, well, we didn't really even look at it. I don't know. Guys, you got to enjoy this. You got to enjoy this. We're watching the downfall of the deep state. It's in motion right now. I guarantee it. It's over. It's over. Over. This stuff just doesn't happen by accident. Fox News just doesn't air shit on accident. Joey, two times. Yo, 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 yo. And then I got this article, Donald Trump. Trump wants January 6th committee members to be charged with treason. And then this is from a liberal syndicate, so taken to understand that this is, they downplay it, which is their travesty. So Donald Trump has casually thrown around treason accusations for years. He's now adding January 6th committee's members to the list. They're like making fun of him here. They're making a mockery out of a guy that holds all their fate in his hands. Yeah, go. Yeah, you do that. You do that. You feel comfortable doing that? I wouldn't even have my name on this article if I was this guy. It's never been altogether clear whether Donald Trump knows what treason means. Look how they're making him sound like an idiot. Though there's little doubt that he loves to casually throw around the word. Far from when he should. The former president has accused Barack Obama of treason and Nancy Pelosi and James Comey. He's also eyed treason investigations into Adam Schiff, New York Times, Google, and federal law enforcement officials. At one point, treason investigations... After the State of the Union address, Trump even suggested the congressional Democrats might have committed treason because they failed to applaud to his satisfaction. For now, let's not dwell on the fact that there's a bipartisan agreement backed by law enforcement that the Fox News host did not do a great job. Let's also brush past the absurdity of Trump. These people are not taking him serious. These people are making a mockery out of him to their demise. To their demise. I promise you it's to their demise. It's sad. It's sad. It'd be like going in to fight Mike Tyson and being like, he's a bum. He doesn't know how to fight. He's a joke. Really? Oh, you're going to learn the hard way. There's no sane justification for accusing members of the House panel with treason. There's just no sane justification for it. At this point, it seems Trump, I hope, you better start listening to me. I'm telling you. You better start listening. You're going down. Oh, boy. At this point, it seems Trump thinks the definition of treason is doing stuff the former president doesn't like. They did extraordinary work, exposed a great many powerful truths, and established an accurate record for the public, for prosecutors, for history, about one of the most important moments in modern American history. So they're crediting the J6 committee. Oh boy, you have no idea. This is going to be so bad for these people. And you know what, folks? I don't want to see, I don't like to see people get hurt. But look what they've done to us. Look what they've done to us for so long. Ripped apart families, outcasted people like me. There was no place to go, so I had to start Nino's Corner.tv. A lot of you are pissed off because I do not like to go on Rumble, but I started Nino's Corner.tv way before anyone was going on Rumble. And I have to be fair to my subscribers. So I'm sorry. En serio. Mitch McConnell hospitalized after falling hotel. Did you really fall, Mitch? Did you? I don't know. What do you all think? You think he fell? Maybe he got lightheaded from all the bullshit. I don't know. But did Mitch really fall? I think there's some funny business. That's just my opinion. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized after a fall at a hotel in Washington, D.C. Looks like they're getting to you, Mitch. This evening, Leader McConnell tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He's been admitted to the hospital. I mean, maybe he did. I don't know. He has been admitted to the hospital where he's receiving treatment, a spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican said in a statement. The fall happened at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Washington, D.C., which was formerly the Trump International Hotel, according to a source familiar with the matter. McConnell was attending an event for the Senate Leadership Fund, a McConnell-aligned super PAC, another source familiar with the matter said. The 81-year-old is the Senate's longest-serving GOP leader, known for helping the party achieve key Republican priorities, including stocking the Supreme Court with conservative justices, passing Trump-era tax cuts, and frequently thwarting Democrats' legislative agenda. His hospitalization this week comes as the Senate's narrowly divided, with Democrats controlling the chamber by 51-49 margin. So, you think he took a fall? I don't know. Is there a video of him taking a fall? I don't know. Do I think he got roughed up? It's kind of what it seems like to me, but I don't know. Seems like maybe they took him in a back room and roughed him up a little bit. I don't know. I really don't know. We don't know, and I can't say that I know, but I'm just kind of assuming or speculating here, folks. What do you think? New York prosecutors offer Trump a chance to testify before grand jury. Former Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has been invited by the Manhattan District Attorney to appear next week before a grand jury investigating his business affairs, an offer that may mark a significant development years after the start of the probe. Three people with knowledge of the proceedings said Thursday. They spoke on the condition of anonymity. I think I said it right that time. Wow! Anonymity. Because they were not authorized to publicly discuss the matter. The grand jury notification alerting Trump of his right to appear before the secret panel could signify that the state prosecutor's investigation is winding down. It remains unclear whether Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will seek an indictment at the end of the process. I've been told a gut punch is still coming. They don't have many cards to play anymore, folks. They really don't. Can you all hear me all right? I hope you can. Nikki Haley, you know, you got to wonder what this is all about. Like, it's just so dumb. It's like, why are you even making it? Do you just want the attention? Are you going to try to sell another book? What are you doing? What is this about? You're not going to win. You're just trying to make yourself known. There's got to be some motive here because it just seems like, if I had to explain Nikki Haley's presidential run in one word, if it's a word or sound, this is the sound. Okay. So Nikki Haley, making her rounds as a Republican presidential candidate, called for raising the retirement age and placing limits on Social Security. Yeah, that sounds like a winner. And Medicare at a town hall in Council Bluff, Iowa. Yeah, that's going to go far. A lot of people are going to vote for you. All right. House passes bill to prohibit collusion between federal government, big tech, to censor lawful speech. The House passed a bill on March 9th that would prohibit the federal government from colluding with big tech to censor lawful speech. Thank you, Lisa. The House passed the bill on March 9th, okay? The bill was passed 219 to 206. The bill, which is likely dead on arrival, which we could guarantee that. The bill, which is likely dead on arrival in the Democrat-controlled Senate, was introduced by Rep. James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Ahead of the vote, Rep. Greg Landsman, Democrat from Ohio, accused the proponents of the bill of promoting Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin's will and propaganda. See how they spin it? You see how they like to spin things? Called the bill a complete waste of time and completely unnecessary. Representative Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, called the bill the Putin Protection Act. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Justin, in breaking news, Lisa, thank you. I don't know how to say your last name. Just in, J.P. Morgan must hand over CEO's demons record in Jeffrey Epstein lawsuit, judge orders. How many of you seen, these guys are getting nervous. How many of you seen Jimmy Kimmel come on his late show and talk about conspiracies and these people are just dumb? And you nervous, Jimmy? You nervous? Your days are number two, buddy. Oh, yeah. Enjoy your nice little late show. Enjoy it for as long as it lasts, because I would say, my opinion, I don't know. I don't think it's going to go longer than another year. Year and a half, maybe. I don't know. I'm not psychic. It's opinion. Just saying, Kimmel. Ain't going to be around much longer, buddy. Just my opinion. This is all I do all day long. I look into this stuff, folks. I bring the news to you. And if you go to ninoscorner.tv, you get the real meat off the bones. Stuff I cannot. This is G-rated. This is me walking the line on FluffTube. Remember, folks, spread these video like herpes. I got this off Twitter, where the military question mark tweets. Okay, these aren't my words or my video. I'm just sharing from a certain channel on Telegram. Justin, an event is coming that is going to rock the world. A victim of Jeffrey Epstein is releasing 9 videos showing elites engaged in deplorable acts with little ones. Elite puppets, Tucker, Red String, Carlson are already scrambling. So they're saying that Tucker Carlson is scrambling to get ahead of the narrative here, using J6 as a distraction. I've heard Tucker's a good guy. I haven't heard anything bad about Tucker. I don't know, but I've heard he's solid. That's as far as I know. So Jimmy Kimmel uses derogatory comments, tinfoil hatting. We know Jimmy Kimmel's up there just covering up the best he can and looks so obvious. Looks so obvious to me. Lies exposed. More lies exposed. Officer Sicknick suffered strokes and died of natural causes, DC medical examiner says. Tis. This was updated on Monday, April 19th of 2021 by CNN. Who cares? It's a big, big, big monkey wrench in their story, folks. Sicknick died from strokes, the chief medical examiner's office said in a report summary. Thank you, Nancy D. Thank you for all you do, Heavenly Father. Put your holy hand over this man and give him guidance and protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. Prayers. Folks, in the super chat, you can give me a penny. And as long as you give me a prayer, that goes further than anything. Thank you. I need protection. Thank you, Steel Justice. More traitors revealed, folks. More traitors revealed. More to come as they pick lanes. They're picking their lanes right now, folks. Former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis admits to making bogus claims about the 2020 you-know-what. So Jenna Ellis, who served as an attorney for Donald Trump in the wake of the 2020 presidential election, admitted in her disciplinary hearing she misrepresented evidence on at least 10 occasions. Ellis was part of the Trump's half-baked attempts. Thank you, Candace. To overturn the you-know-what, which he lost to Joe Biden, I can't even say that. Trump and his attorneys, Ellis, Rudy Giuliani, and Sidney Powell, baselessly claimed. Listen to these words. Pay attention, folks, because there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day where you're going to watch these people pay for their crimes. So let's just eat this up right now, all of us together. Baselessly claimed Trump was a victim of widespread, you know what, voter, you know what. In a 6-page ruling handed down on Wednesday, Colorado presiding disciplinary judge Byron Large listed 10 occasions where Ellis agreed she made misrepresentations of various television networks on Twitter between November 13th, 2020 and December 22nd, 2020. Folks, pay close attention to this. Savor it because our day's coming. It's coming fast, faster than I thought. After what I saw on Fox, I'm like, ooh, we're getting close. We're getting a little closer than I expect. I thought this type of stuff wasn't going to come out on the mainstream media. I was projecting later this year, fall. It's come out in the spring. So we're on a fast track to get these people. Thank you, Kelly. So just know that. Things are picking up. Thank you, Nina. We may not have polished, but at least our hearts are polished through Jesus. You're right. 9/11 commissioner member ID'd as person killed when business jet hit turbulence. That's going to make me not want to fly ever again. You hear shit like that, and I'm like, why do I go on airplanes? They crashed because of turbulence? A woman who died after the business jet she was aboard hit heavy turbulence when flying over New England was identified Monday as a prominent Beltway lawyer who once served on the 9/11 commission. Thank you, Elizabeth Joy. Dana J. Hyde's name was released by the Connecticut State Troopers, one of the agencies investigating Friday's emergency landing at Bradley International Airport, just north of Hartford. Hyde, 55, who lived in Cabin John, Maryland, was rushed by ambulance to St. Francis Medical Center in Hartford, where she was pronounced dead, the agency said. Prayers for you. Thank you so much. Deb Sika, you're one of God's. I hope so. I do miss boxing. There, you know, let's just talk about boxing just for a split second. I think I'm going to go see the fight with Ryan Garcia in Vegas. Or I think it's in Vegas. That's like one fight I'm looking forward to. I might go to that. Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia. That might be a good fight, folks. Might want to purchase that one, maybe. That might be good. Lloyd Austin in Israel. Lloyd Austin is in Israel. The United States will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. I think it's too late, in my opinion. Taliban is in possession of nearly $7.2 billion in U.S. taxpayer-funded weapons, ammunition, and aircraft due to Biden's administration bungled 2021 military withdrawal from Afghanistan, according to government watchdog. So they got $7.2 billion of our stuff. Iran is gearing up to attack Britain and the West. Listen to this. So with world attention understandably focused on the Ukraine crisis, we should not be surprised that rogue nations should be seeking to exploit the conflict in order to advance their own nefarious agendas. For most of the past decade, British security officials, when asked to rank hostile states that threaten our national well-being, have put Russia in first place, with China coming in a close second. Other threats, such as those posed by Iran and North Korea, as well as a continuing challenge presented by militant Islamic groups, have been deemed less immediate while still worthy of close monitoring. The suggestion, therefore, that the Islamic Republic of Iran is now regarded as posing the second most potent threat to Britain in security circles shows just how much progress the Ayatollahs have made in developing their military strength while the rest of the world has been distracted by the tragic events unfolding in Ukraine. Folks, all engineered. We left Afghanistan and gave them our shit. Gave everybody our shit. Masterfully engineered all of this stuff. Don't think for a second it was just, oh, I'm an idiot. I'm Biden. I'm an idiot. No. He has an earpiece. Suzanne Schlashlet. Thank you. How many of you watched Jill Biden's primetime? Because I didn't, and nobody I know did. Jill Biden's primetime special was CNN's worst weekday performance in nearly 1 year. But I thought Joe Biden was so popular. Everyone voted for him. Wouldn't they want to watch Jill Biden's premiere? No. According to this, CNN's Joe Biden's Abroad primetime special was the ailing outlet's worst weekday performance for the 9 p.m. spot in nearly 1 year. That's saying a lot. Thank you, Lynn. CNN's ratings have plunged since Trump left office. The network is struggling to attract viewers in the 9 p.m. primetime spot. CNN couldn't even save the day with a premiere special featuring Jill Biden. Jill Biden, who... the wife of the most popular president in U.S. history. Yeah. I can handle this myself. Just let me go visit Joe, Jose. Let me visit Jill Biden for one night. That's all I ask. Sancho will take care of it for you, believe me. In border news, folks, now this is real. This is real, what I'm about to show you right now. This is, I can't believe what I'm looking at here. Border news. Five Gulf cartel assassins who kidnapped the Tummy Tuck 4, killing two, are tied up and dumped in the street with a note from the cartel bosses apologizing to the four South Carolina families. I've never seen this in my life or ever heard of anything like this. I guess Mexico's getting too much heat for this. The Gulf cartel turned over the five members of their Scorpions group armed wing for their alleged role in the kidnapping of four Americans. The incidents shook the northeastern border city of Matamoros last Friday. Americans Latavia McGee and Eric James were rescued, and Shahid Woodard and Zendel Brown were found dead. A 33-year-old Mexican national was killed after she struck by a stray bullet. So also a Mexican national was also killed getting hit by a stray bullet. The five Gulf cartel assassins who kidnapped four Americans and killed two have been tied up and dumped in the street by the narco bosses. The suspects were pictured smirking as they were arrested in the center of the border city of Matamoros on Wednesday night. Note from their bosses, written in Spanish, was left with the henchmen apologizing for the killings and claiming they were happy to hand over those responsible. But don't they take orders from their bosses? They claim the assassins, who were part of the notorious Scorpion Splinter Group, operated outside of the cartel rules and condemned the attack, adding the CDG was always respected the life and the integrity of the innocent. The CDG has always respected the life and integrity of the innocent. Holy shit. Has hell frozen over, folks? Because I've never seen anything like this in my life. Elon Musk, I don't know. What do you guys, you guys trust Elon Musk? Man, I don't know what to think of him. And I don't know. Elon Musk is planning to build a Texas utopia, his own town. The entrepreneur is laying plans for a new community outside Austin next to boring and SpaceX facilities dubbed Snail Brook. So Austin, Texas, Elon Musk is planning to build his own town on part of thousands of acres of newly purchased pasture and farmland outside the Texas Capitol, according to deeds and other land records and people familiar with the project. In meetings with landowners and real estate agents, Mr. Musk and employees of his companies have described his vision as a sort of Texas utopia along the Colorado River where his employees could live and work. I hope it's not a 15-minute city, Elon. You guys want to talk about some liberals for a second? Okay, time for some liberal news. Hawaii and affluent drivers are polluting the air breathed by LA's people of color. So more white guilt. Okay, so like many Angelinos, I guess they're trying to say Angelinos, white people. I spend a lot of time behind the wheel of my car. I drive from my Westside apartments to Dodger Stadium near downtown and farther east to hike in the San Gabriel Mountains. I take the 405 freeway north to the San Fernando Valley to see friends, or occasionally south to LA, Tom's office, or to the airport where I grow my carbon footprint even further. So I couldn't help but consider my own complicity while reading a new study from the USC researchers, finding that Angelinos, I guess white people, that's what she's saying here, who drive more tend to be exposed to less air pollution. And Angelinos who drive less tend to be exposed to more air pollution. I may sound like a paradox, but it's not. It's a function of the racism that shaped this city and its suburbs and continues to influence our daily lives. So now we're adding racism into the climate change. My colleague, Terry Kathleman, wrote about the study, which was published in the peer-reviewed journal Urban Studies. The core finding is that every 1% increase in miles driven to and from work by people who live in a particular part of the LA County, there's an estimated 0.62% decrease in lung-damaging fine particle matter to which those Angelenos are exposed. So this is the shit, folks, right here. This is the propaganda right here. This is what liberals read. And oh my God, we're racist. We're driving cars, gas-powered cars. That makes us racist. We're killing black people and Mexicans. You don't even know what's really going on with Mexicans. Mexican lives matter. I have that shirt. Mexican lives matter. It's on Patriot Wear, by the way. I don't know if you'll wear it. My dad wears it. He loves it. He thinks it's hilarious. My dad wears it. He's like, oh, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. Oh, Mexican lives matter. Saturday Night Live post-production editors to strike April 1st. So Saturday Night Live post-production editors are going to strike. The post-production editors behind Saturday Night Live are ready to strike and have set a deadline of April 1st. Barring an agreement with producer NBC Universal, the 12 to 20 editing crew members have announced that they intend to half work and disrupt the show should bargaining sessions and their bid for pay inequities and health benefits continue to stall. How about you take a strike until SNL is funny again? That's an idea. Take the strike until the show gets funny again, okay? Because the show sucks. I haven't watched SNL since, like, I don't know. I think after the 90s, it went to shit. The deadline comes after the group, which successfully organized the Motion Picture Editors Guild and is a part of the ATSE Local 700 Voice, aims to negotiate a contract in October. A previously reported bargaining sessions have since taken place, but sticky points remain, notably around the issue of health benefits. Take your strike. Take your strike forever because it sucks. SNL sucks. You know, I like that some people like Woody Harrelson go off script, Dave Chappelle, but they have to go off script. And what are they doing? Throwing you little nuggets red pill. Actually, they're throwing little red pills at you. Red pill, red pill, red pill. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? Win what the fuck news in what the fuck news. Dozens of girls collapse at a Colombian school after playing with Ouija boards. 28 schoolgirls were taken to the hospital with anxiety after using Ouija boards. So parents warn each other to investigate what is happening at the school. Dozens of girls have been hospitalized after collapsing while playing with a Ouija board at school in Colombia. The students were rushed into hospitals, having lost consciousness with anxiety after the boards, known as spirit boards, were used to contact the dead. The school's directors and concerned teachers went to the students to hospital, where they are waiting an update on their condition. One mother who worked in the hospital urged parents to act and investigate what was happening at the school after the news broke. Hugo Torres, head of the Galeras Educational Institution in Pasto, Southern Colombia, said there were 28 possible cases of anxiety in school students. Given the reported cases, the series of comments were unleashed on the community that, rather than helping to resolve the situation, led to confusion and an adverse environment for our work. For this reason, is allowed to report that the students were referred to the local municipal hospital according to protocols in place. Directors and teachers accompanied the students during the evaluation process. The respective parents and or guardians were informed of the situation at the time. The school is waiting for the medical reports before providing an update on the incident. Torres also pointed out that the first two hospitalized students have been underlying medical conditions. He clarified the school is waiting for the medical diagnosis to provide further reliable information. Many parents believe the children have been using Ouija boards in class. They've been using them in class? Parents You have to move, investigating what's happening at school, because our children cannot continue in this situation. Our children always have a good breakfast, and it cannot be said that that's what's happening due to the lack of food. It is unclear when the school plans to give an update on the student's medical diagnosis. Local authorities have yet to confirm whether the police investigation is underway. I don't mess with the Ouija boards. I believe in that stuff. I don't, you know, if you really think about it now, of course they make Ouija boards for kids, right? What are the companies that make them? I know I saw them on Monopoly, or what's the companies that make them? But of course, why would you make a Ouija board for kids? I mean, this is crazy. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense, doesn't it? When you look back, it's like, of course, summoning demons for children makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? Now that we're all awake, let's make this a doubleheader, shall we? Parker Brothers, that's it. Parker Brothers, Mattel. I think they all have their own little Ouija board. Milton Bradley, yeah. Now it's obvious, right, folks? It's so obvious. Let's do a doubleheader. You guys want a doubleheader? I haven't seen this guy in the news for a while, Colin Kaepernick. Get this guy. Get the balls on this guy. Colin Kaepernick calls his white adoptive parents racist because they told him as a teen that cornrows looked unprofessional and that he looked like a little thug. So his parents are racist, just trying to help the kid get a job. But that's racist. That's racist. This guy has the balls to call his white parents that adopted him and raised him as racist. Kelly Christine, thank you. Doubleheader. Yeah, baby. Folks, I'm not going to be here Monday. I'm going to take a little breather because this takes a lot out of me. You have no idea how heavy this stuff is to do every day. And that's what I've been doing, and it kicks my ass. It really kicks. I need a breather. I need to take a break. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'll be off. I'll be back on Wednesday. I'll be back here Wednesday with more news, but it won't be Sancho. In fact, right now, I'm going to go shave this cheesy mustache off my fucking face. I can't stand to look at it. I look at it, I'm like, oh, God. I look like a perverted truck driver or something. Oh, God. All right, folks, get to ninoscorner.tv. We got a great technical team that will help you with any of your problems. If you're having problems upgrading to the general's tent, this general's tent is SG Anon. He's the first general in the general's tent. The next one might be the ghost. Could be Juan O'Savin. Could be many, many more. I'm probably going to have Danny and Brinkley. There's a lot going on here at ninoscorner.tv. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate, folks. We're kicking some ass. It's on fire, baby. All right, folks. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, Sancho. Later, folks. I'm out.